Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. It's Apostle Dr. Deborah Demas with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship service. This is going to be just a blessed service on today. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on today. We're going to get ready now for our doxology. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy, his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm. with trumpets and the sound of the cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof in the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for the cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. I have just read you Psalm 98 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. Come on, fire. Clap your hands with me. Come on, come on. Oh, God, people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like that. Do them up like that. Come on. Here we go. Oh,
Forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting this morning and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. God, we just come thanking you. We come praising you, Hosanna. We come giving you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. We bow down before you this morning. We magnify your name this morning. We just give you glory, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning. We just want to thank you for it, Lord. We just bless your name today, Hosanna. We give you glory, hallelujah. We lay our palms down before you today, Hosanna. We give you glory, hallelujah. We magnify your name today. We thank you today, God. We come first of all, Lord, giving you all the praise and the glory. We magnify you, Lord. We just thank you today, God, for dying for us, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We come, Lord, asking you to bind the strong man up today in the name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man and every demonic thing that's with this strong man. We ask you right now, God, to bind the strong man this morning from our radio broadcast on today. Bind up the strong man, Lord, from our lives on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna. We ask you this morning to look down this morning and have mercy on our worship service, God. We want to please you today. We just want to please you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna. We give you praise and we give you glory. And I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, bless our worship service, Hosanna. Bless our worship service on today. I'm asking you to bless the speaker on today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to let her decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, open our ears and open our hearts that we may be receptive and receive and hear the word of the Lord on today. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and to give you all the glory on today. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Oh, we just say good afternoon today. We just come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on today. We give him all the praise and glory on today. And this is our testimony part of the service. On today, I give him praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I don't mind laying my clothes down for Hosanna today. I don't mind today laying the palm branches down for Hosanna on today. I give God all the glory. He deserves all of that and 10 times, 10 billion times more than that. I thank God on today. God is just a mighty good God. And when I rolled over this morning and caught breath, I started praising him. I started giving him glory. I started thanking him for just waking me up, starting me on my way. It's a new day with new mercy. And I thank God on today. I give God praise. And I won't take it back in the name of Jesus. I give him glory just for a breath of fresh air. And I thank God on today. If I didn't have, because if he didn't, he don't have to do nothing for me. And if I couldn't say nothing, I just wave my hand. He has heard my praise in my heart. I give God praise. I'm so just caught up. I'm at 10 right now because I've been praising him. I've been giving him glory today. Just thinking about them, the goodness of the Lord. I just thank God today. He is so awesome. I give him praise all today in the name of Jesus. I give God praise, and I'm not going to take up all the time, because I know we all was woke up by God today, and I just give him praise on today. I don't want to take up all the testimony time just because I'm want to give him all the praise. I know somebody else want to give him praise on today, so I just step back for our testimonies to come forth on today. Hallelujah. This is our Palm Sunday. The Passover week coming up. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, amen, amen. I just want to keep that praise
amen.
Going this morning because I
yes.
feel that God is on this line. I just want to
yes.
thank him for what he has
yes.
done for me and my family, and I just
yes,
want to
God.
Thank him in advance for what
yes,
he has
God.
To
Hallelujah.
Do with my family. I just
yes,
thank
God.
You, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you.
For giving me strength,
thank
God,
you.
To praise your name.
Yes,
to
God.
Lift you up on a daily basis.
Yes, God.
To know
thank
you,
Lord.
You want for me. I thank you, God, because I don't want
thank
the
you, God.
To cry out for me, God. Oh,
yes,
I thank
God.
You, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
My heart to love right. I thank you, God,
yes.
for giving
thank
me
you.
Jesus to comfort me in a time of
yes,
need.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I
thank
you,
Jesus.
God, for giving Jesus
thank
to
you,
me,
Lord.
God.
Yes.
On that rugged cross and carrying
yes,
all my sins
God.
For me, God. So
yes,
I don't have to
God.
Do it again. Oh, I thank
come on
you, God,
now.
For giving
thank
me
God.
This morning to love on me
yes,
right. God,
God
when I don't
yes,
want to
Lord.
Love on myself right, God. Oh, I
yes,
thank you, God.
God. Thank you,
thank
you
God.
God,
for giving me a family
thank you.
That listens,
thank
that
you,
loves.
Thank
oh,
you.
I thank you, God, because you are truly be to be blessed, God. You are truly
yes,
that one I need
yes,
to thank on this morning for giving
yes,
me this
God.
Opportunity to sound off.
Yes, God.
I thank,
thank
you, Mama,
you, Lord,
for giving me this opportunity to praise him on this morning, to
yes,
giving me
God. Thank
for giving
you.
Me this opportunity to just
thank
acknowledge
you,
him. I thank you,
yes,
God.
God.
And I just
thank
want you,
Lord.
All to pray my strength in the Lord, me and my
yes,
family.
God.
Oh, I thank
yes,
you, God.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies this Palm Sunday? Mm-hmm. Where you lay the branches down for the Lord. Lay your clothes down for him to walk off. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies on today?
Good evening, Apostle. I want to give praise to God and everybody in their respectful places. I just
amen.
Want you guys to know that God has been so good to me. I find myself falling off at times, but God always find a way to keep me going and keep
yes.
me in his presence and in the Lord. And I just want to
yes.
thank God and give him all the praise and all the glory for keeping me and to for him
yes.
to keep pushing me and keep showing me the way. And
yes.
I just want to give praise to God on today and thank
you. Yes, God.
And I thank the Lord. And amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Awesome testimony. Because God is reeling you in. You just don't see it yet. Honey, God is reeling you in. Honey, for you know it, I ain't going to have to say nothing but testimony time. And you're going to bust out in the praise, honey. Just when I tell you, it's going to be praise break time for you. And I tell you, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Praise
praise you, Lord. And we give you praise on today, Lord. And Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah. We're trying to praise you today. We're trying to give you the glory today. We're trying to magnify you today, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Any more testimonies on today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just look over me today. Yes, God. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, wise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just do it for us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting her walk on State Straight Street, God. Thank you, Lord, for being her shepherd that she shall not want. Thank you, Lord, for every time she scooted over, God, that you take the staff and scoot her back in the name of Jesus. Cover her right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Any more testimonies? Thank you, God. We give God glory on this day. We give God praise for this day. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to have a song.
Hold up, my Savior, and it's great.
going to get ready for the word of God.
At this time, God is a good God. Today we have a young lady that's been with us for some time, minister, prophetess Lisa Harris from St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know if you all know her, but I want to introduce to some and present to others the woman of God, prophetess minister Lisa Harris, woman of God. When I say she's a woman of God, she's a woman of God. So we want to just support her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good Amen. I greet you in the matchless, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Apostle.
Amen.
My wonderful Apostle, powerful woman of God, Dr. Dean, Dr. Deborah Dean, I just thank you for this opportunity. I take it not for granted that you allow me to do this, and I just thank God for your support all these years to encourage me to go on in Jesus' name. And real time, real work, real, you know, self-inflection, and you always charge me to be responsible before the Lord as much as I can.
Amen.
And yet you also have counseled me when I come to you. And I just thank God to have that.
Amen.
That is just so awesome in this day and time. I just thank God for you. And I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ, especially here. I just honor Apostle Mr. Edison Deans in his absence. And I just thank God also for my pastor. I want to recognize my pastor, Cornerstone Institutional Baptist Church, where I sit under as well. The wonderful Reverend Pastor Richard Edwards and my church family there as well.
Amen.
I just pray that you all will continue to pray my strength. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Palm Sunday, the Lord's Day, oh God. I pray that you will just use me, Lord, as your mouthpiece and let us break bread from the holies of holies, Lord. Let it be relevant. Let it be what you want it to be to your people, Lord. And I just humble myself and ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, as I endeavor to impart your word. In Jesus' name, thank you and amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just thank God for the celebration again of our Palm Sunday and the observance of Passover week. And I'm just thankful for the Passover. Amen. Thank God that, I mean, I could be dead and gone, sleeping in my grave. But God thought, one more day, one more opportunity to use me. And so I just thank him for Passover, and I thank him for our holy slain Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's our Passover Lamb. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had this encouragement of the Lord just, I have been just seeking his face, and I'm like, Lord, what do you want? And I heard it in the spirit just saying, seek to qualify to be in that number. To be in that, are you a part of that 144,000? If I could, I would like to use my grand imagination, the divine imagination in the Lord, that the 144,000, it is a particular number. But when we look at it for a rhema word and we say we want to be in that number, there's also a group that cannot be numbered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we want to continue to stretch forth, especially in these difficult days and difficult times, whether it's difficult or if it's everything going good. We want to continue, the Lord say, continue to seek his face and strive to be in that number. Now, if you're in Jesus Christ, you already accepted him and know him in the pardon of your sins. You filled with the Holy Ghost, and you got some other gifts and attributes that you know about. You're matured in Christ. Then you already in the number. Amen.
Yes.
The Lord said, whom he calls, he qualifies. And he said if he started a good thing, he's able to complete it. So it's for some of us, it's encouragement, admonishment, and exhortation.
Mm-hmm.
But for others, we want to ask, God is looking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And we want to introduce our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, to the world anew. I like it with Prophetess McKinney said, I want to paraphrase, I don't want to mess up her word, but revise and renew our thinking about what it means to love God. And so I think that's a good thing to follow. Let us revise, because sometimes we become too familiar. Hallelujah. We do that to each other. I try not to be familiar even with my own family. And sometimes when the Lord, I'm on fire and I'm zealous and I feel happy and free, I might overstep a boundary. I might go in a room or take a cup and go on and pour me something without asking first. But it is my desire to always stay in my place, be ladylike, and use good etiquette like I was raised. So I know that we as human beings, brothers and sisters, family members, hallelujah, we even too familiar sometimes with our leaders. We're too disrespectful, dishonorable, and then we want them to serve and represent us. Oh, my God, help us, Jesus.
Come on. Come on.
So I'm setting that, laying that ground to say I know that most people probably have already heard of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as Redeemer. We know him as the incarnate Word. We know him as the morning star. We know him as the lily of the valley, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. We know he's the Alpha and the Omega, but we need to look at it again, renew our thinking about how powerful and how holy and how we need to honor him. I'm talking about qualifying to be in that number. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know when somebody is asking you to vote for them, you want to know, first of all, that they have some type of vision of your community, your region, or your nation, the vision that you have for your family and the community. You want it to line up somewhat with what your belief system is. So in order for us to do that, we have to be in the number in the kingdom of God, we have to line up with his word. We have to at least read the word. We ought to at least praise him, say thank you, please, and ought to seek his face. Are we that familiar? We just know God. We don't need to open up the Bible. We don't need to get on our knees, on our face, and pray. We don't need, hallelujah, to step back and see what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah.
All right.
We humble ourselves to be in that number. Well, my text today, I don't want to be too long before you. I just humble myself. The Lord gave me the main text is out of Revelation chapter 7. And it said, after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads. And it says, and I heard, and then the revelator says, and I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. And after these things, I looked and beheld a great multitude, which no one could number, of the nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne, worshiping God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from? And I said, sir, I don't know. And he said to me, these are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. And they shall never hunger any more, nor thirst any more. And the sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who sits in the midst of the throne shepherds them and will lead them to live fountains, to the living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen. Just wanted to share that to set. I know that was a little long. I read for you the entire chapter of Revelation chapter 7 because that's what the Lord led me to do. I want to back that up with to bring out what I'm trying to share with us during these trials and tribulations that we're going through now. That this is what it says in 1 Timothy. Paul is talking to Timothy. He says, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but I delay and I write that you may know how to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God and the pillar and the ground of truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. And then chapter 4 says, now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. And so, I'm sorry. And then if you instruct the, verse 6, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith of the good doctrine, which you have carefully followed, but reject profane all wise fables and exercise yourself towards godliness, for bodily exercise profits a little. Godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially for those who believe these things, command and teach. I just want to encourage end-time men and women of war and those on the broadcast who may be listening out there, that if you are a part of Christ Jesus, you're in the body of Christ, you've accepted Christ, just be encouraged. He said, this faithful saying is worthy of acceptance, for this end we both labor and suffer reproach. Mm-hmm. We all have suffered so much reproach. Your testimonies are so powerful to me. They are encouraged to me. I hope that when I share mine, that they are encouraged to you. But I just want to exhort my brothers and sisters in Christ and believers in the household of faith that he says, basically, our labor is not in vain. It's so many times, brothers and sisters, when I'm out here, if the Lord leads me to evangelize, and or just pray going up and down the street, sometimes that's just so, you know, because I have a professional life, and I have a career, mm-hmm. I have careers, and we all do. And to do that, sometimes it feels like I'm embarrassing myself. I'm like, Lord, they don't care. They don't respect me. They don't probably hear what I'm saying. And I just feel the Lord just on me because he has to do that. He has to come on me to do it. I will not just do mm-hmm. that unless the Lord has put it in my heart that today I'm going to go up in this street or that street. I'm going to go visit such and such and say a word or do some prayer walking or whatever I'm doing. And so I just want to encourage us that whatever, like mm-hmm. Apostle Dean, Dr. Deborah says, that whatever God say do, we ought to do it. If we're mm-hmm. doing what we are supposed to do, this verse 10 says, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach. Because why? Because we suffer for the living God, Jehovah, Yahweh, our mm-hmm. liberating King. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why, not because we're crazy, not because people think we're crazy, but because we believe in the living God. And Ephesians chapter mm-hmm. 6 lets us know that we really not wrestling against flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. People that come against us or think that we are their enemies, and sometimes we could get confused and stuff, but it's not because of the person, really. If they are saved or mm-hmm. we saved and we're ignorant of the enemy's devices for that period of time, then we suffer reproach because we uh-huh. believe in the living God. This is why. He said, but that is the work of the ministry. That's the work of the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, and the prophet. Amen. And so I just want to encourage us that it's so many things. I won't be before you wrong because the Lord has already said what he wants to say in chapter 4 of mm-hmm. Revelation. And then right there at 1 Timothy, the end of chapter 3, verse 13, and 14, and then 1 Timothy chapter 4. Basically, the Lord has already spoken through his word. I just want to encourage us that it's so many, it's a plethora of things that we, as we're seeking our education, as we're seeking to learn our environment, learn about the cosmos, there are many I see as I'm on these things trying to figure out what's going on, keeping up with the times and stuff. There are many seeing belief systems out here. People believe a lot Amen. Of things. But the word is exhorting us, hallelujah, for those who may not know Jesus and the partner of their sins, or if anybody is like me where your faith is tested so hard, it's like before I can ask myself a silly question like, Lord, is he really, Lord, are you really with me, Lord? Why is it taking so long for my prayer, God? Why is it so mm-hmm. many people talking to witchcraft and sorcery and tea leaf reading and white magic and black magic and throwing whatever they throwing, chicken bones and whatever these folks be doing, and I can feel it in mm-hmm. the spirit, and it be so hard against me. I'm like, Lord, is it anybody praying? Anybody still believe in the Lord? Does anybody still believe in worshiping you, praising you, yes. giving you yes. exhortative praise, lauding your holy name? And but the Lord has allowed me, so I don't, who wants trials and tribulations? But what I'm so glad is that God, like we were studying, Apostle, is that Joseph, his brothers gave him up. His brothers turned on him. Hallelujah. Sold mm-hmm. him or whatever they did. But the Bible says the enemy, when they met up with him later mm-hmm. on, they were afraid that he was going to try to get him back. He said, you meant it for evil. meaning he was telling the brothers, y'all meant it for evil, but God turned it around for my good, because I'm staying the course with God, and you all have stayed the course with God. We can come now, what we're under, we have more maturation. We're mature in our understanding. Whatever the enemy tried to do to separate your family, separate your marriage for a minute, separate your kids from you, you don't raise them, told them about Jesus, and they go out here, and we let the world make a fool of us, and we feel like we got to give up. We're going to give up. We're going to keep praying. And later on, you look back over your life and say, ooh, I was a mess. Oh, Lord, I have a little mess. I still need to clean up. But when I look back over my life and I think things over, hallelujah, I am thankful. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Like David said, I am glad for the affliction. It is good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn the statutes of the living God. So I just want to encourage us. We have that in our system, little things, you know, because witchcraft is like rebellion to God. Rebellion is as a witchcraft to God. And we, you know, I look up these little things, and one day I was looking, the other day I was looking on something, and it said the witchcraft sound. And I was like, Lord, what that sound like? So I don't know. And I'm just asking the Lord to cover us in these days and times, because we do need to understand how the enemy moves. What is the sound of the enemy? So you can warn each other. So we will know the devices of Satan, our adversary, the number one adversary of humanity. And so am I all right on time or okay? But I just wanted to encourage us. Hallelujah. Our backgrounds. I used to look at those horoscopes and trying to see who my boyfriend should be. When you born? You ain't asked about their parents. Do they believe in God? You talk about when you born, when your birthday. That's how they was doing. I didn't do that really, but that's how it was when I was growing up. There is significance of where we were born, what time of the year, and where the earth was on the axle. We know that, and I think that's why the Lord wanted me to read the tribes of Judah. All the tribes that they were sealed. And the Lord is also Jehovah God, our Father. He's telling me to ask this question. I'm begging the question, and I'm going to be thinking about this myself. He said, what tribe are you a part of? What tribe do you belong to in the household of faith? Because the more we understand, like you were telling us, the more we understand, Lord, the tribe we come from, the part of the earth we come from, our ethnic background, a couple of generations or so, the more we understand our personalities and how that fits in the household of faith, the more we understand what our spiritual gifts actually are, then we can keep it moving for the Lord and be a part of the number. We're going to be a part of the number. What do we do? And I'll be just a couple of things we need to do to be a part of the number. The Lord is letting me know, first and foremost, we need to make sure that we belong to the household of faith, that we have the Spirit of God, because the Lord say, He don't care what we confess, and if we don't have the Spirit of God, we are none of His. What is the Spirit of God? Now, He has so many attributes. In Revelation somewhere, it talks about the seven spirits of God. Might, counsel, wise counsel, and all this. But with the Spirit of God is love. That's why Jesus, when He's talking to the disciples, He said, we must fulfill. He said, I came to fulfill the law and the prophets. He said, this commandment I give you to this day is that you love one another, because God is love. And you can't say you love God and hate your brother.
That's right. That's right.
That's something to work with. And that's why I imagine Paul in chapter 13 of Corinthians, the love chapter, at the end, it says, now these three, which are principal to God, love, hope, and faith. But the greatest of these is love. But, honey, you got to exercise, what you say, Apostle? We got to exercise our faith to stay in love, okay? Because sometimes we act unlovely, and God requires us to love each other when we are unlovely. It's something when somebody hurts your feelings, and you got to keep forgiving them. I know I don't like feeling convicted. I try to hurry up and get something together. And it make you look like you're crazy, because one minute you're going off, and then you come to yourself like, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I didn't mean to talk like that to my brother. He should have had a right to be able to express, or she, my sister, or my friend, or my husband, or my man, whatever. the wife, the husband and the wife and the children. That's why we have to have faith and hope, hallelujah, so that we can exercise love. Because we know that if we exercise love, if we trust in the Lord and use faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if we exercise, Lord, they'll be all right. Lord, I'm going to be all right in Jesus' name, and decree and declare these things with power and strength. Drive the devil out of our home. Drive the devil out of our city, out of our nation, out of the world, out of our business and our affairs, and invite the holy and true living God. The first thing we have to do is make sure that we've accepted Jesus Christ in the pardon of our sins. Then he said, after that, be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and then be discipled by joining a local church. Hallelujah. Whether it's on conference call, or we have so many options, Zoom, or whatever these days, but we ought to be hooked up with other like believers and assemble ourselves together to continue to learn, pray, and praise and worship God. The next thing we have to do is to make sure that we are exercising the Word of God, being well read, studying the Word of God, and being mindful that we are always, called into account. But this is the thing I want to end with. Thank God for grace and mercy. Thank God Jesus. If they don't know why they should accept Jesus as partner of their sins, because sin, God requires death in when we sin. He requires a life. And so in order for God not to have to destroy us after the first world ended, with Noah, it had to start a new world God was out of all the sin, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, drunkenness, debauchery, which is like getting high on substance when you don't need it. God didn't say we can't use substance and the things of the earth when we need it, when we're in pain. There is certain things that are for us. You know, as we know ourselves, what we need when we're in pain physically, mentally, emotionally, and all these things. So we are required to do these things according to God. Everybody know the Ten Commandments, but the highest one is to love thy Lord God with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. So I don't want to be before you long. I just want to encourage somebody. The Lord says, if you are in Christ Jesus, and even if you haven't accepted Jesus in the pardon of your sins, but you is trying your best to live an upright and holy life, you trying your best to work with what you got, even if you off on the sidelines and you had to do some things to save your home. You went out here, lady, and you did some things that you might be humiliated about. God said he will wash that all away, because we can wash our robes in righteousness. We can wash our robes in the blood of the Holy Lamb and make them white again. Yeah. Hallelujah. Good news. And this is the last thing I'm going to say. Hallelujah. Salvation starts now. We have salvation through Christ Jesus. The benefits of joining the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the benefit is that salvation is now. Amen? Yes. It starts now, here and forevermore. And so I just want to encourage you to strive to qualify, to be in that number and trust in the Lord Jesus and just be encouraged in the Lord. Amen?
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This is the word of the Lord. I do believe it's true. The grass withers, the sun thereof fades away, but the word of our God shall never fade away. Amen.
Yes. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We just thank and praise God for Prophetess Minister Lisa Harris and that word. You know, we better listen. We better listen, I'm telling you, because that word is for us. We better listen. We want to know if we are part of the 144,000. And if we not, all around the throne is some more folks. So we got to just thank and praise God for just dying on the cross for us. And he gave us that last commandment about love. So, you know, love is so important in this thing. But I just want to open the doors of the church of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, the Life Support Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministries. If you feel like you want to be a part of our ministry, of our church, this is your finest hour right now to join and give your life to the Lord. And maybe you just want to join the Universal Church. You want to join the Universal Church. You don't have to be a part of this church. We just calling you and open the doors now for you to come and be a part. Amen. So we just give God all the praise today and give him worship. We're going to get ready for our altar call.
That even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in pain, I know that everything is going to be all right.
Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. Lord, we just come today to the altar, Lord. Lord, we come bringing every burden, every problem, every negative thing, God, that we have, God. We just come right now and bow at your feet, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give everything to you, Lord, and we give every bill we can't pay, God, and we just give to you that we don't have food in the refrigerator, and you say you never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Lord, we come to the altar, Lord, with our hands up, God, and we come, Lord, just thanking you today, God, and for waking us up this morning. We just come to your altar, Lord, just anywhere around the foot of the throne, anywhere around the altar, Lord, somewhere that we can go behind the veil and just call on your name on today, God. We just thank you today, God, for everything, God. We thank you for that word, God, we just received in our heart. We thank you for the speaker on today. We thank you today, Father, for everyone under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord, for doing all that you do for us, Lord. We just bless your name today. We thank you for an opportunity, God, to bow down today. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your hand on us, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify you today for the children on today. We ask you today, God, to keep everyone covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for Hosanna today, God. We thank you for another opportunity to seek his face on today. We cry Hosanna today, God. We give you glory today, God. We leave all our problems at the altar today, God. We don't pick nothing back up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for keeping your hands on us today, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. And we just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory on this day, God. We just thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Amen and amen. And we just give God glory on today. We give God praise on today. And we just want to thank Prophetess Minister Harris for that word on today. The devil is a liar. That speaker came on. But that's all right. It let me know that God just approved on today the word that you gave. And we receive it readily in the name of Jesus. And we just give God glory on today. We're going to get ready to close out on today. We just thank God on today. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we'll be right back here on Tuesday evening at 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time for our Bible study on today. Does anyone have anything else to share with us on today? Amen. God bless you, you and you. God got his hand on. God bless you.
Amen.
God
apostle.
Love you and I love you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I just wanted to say something. I wanted to just give out the cash out for the ministry. I don't know who's actually blessing the ministry. I know that some of us do attend other ministries, but I believe that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so this ministry has truly blessed me and my family. So I just wanted to give out the cash app if I could find it. Let's see. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. It is.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. $ End Time Men, WOW. $ End Time Men, WOW.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Prophetess. And if anyone wants to sow a seed or bless Prophetess Minister Lisa Harris, her cash app is, what is it, Lord? Okay, let me see. It's $WBFMG. WBFMG. I just want, you know, we want to just keep trying to be a blessing to people in if you feel like this word helped or whatever, and if you got anything. And I just thank and praise God on today.
Can you repeat that, Apostle?
It's WBFMG.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So God bless every one of you. I want you to have a good day, a good evening. God bless you all. I thank and praise God for each one of you. You all have a good day.
Amen. You all, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.